My name is the Reverend Peter Fewings, and I'll be leading the service this week. The verse that comes to mind is from Psalm 28. The Lord is my strength and shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Right in the middle of the children's summer holidays, we have ventured through our fifth heat wave. I hope you're able to feel comfortable as you listen to this service. We have much to thank God for, with creation still very much around us in the trees and fruitfulness. Even as we pray for our farmers trying to make the best of a harvest and keep their livestock fed. One of my jobs is to be a Cotswold volunteer warden, and his main job is to keep our footpaths clear and accessible. And it's surprising how much brambles love growing in this weather. They seem to love the dry and hot weather. Today we are celebrating the Blessed Virgin Mary as an example of personal faith right from the heart through her life, not just at the birth of our Lord. The feast day for the Blessed Virgin Mary is Saturday, the 15th of August. This is also a time of reflection as we say goodbye to Reverend Leslie and we enter into a vacancy where we need to be able to share jobs and make sure that things happen in the same way as they always have. Lord is my strength and shield. My heart trusts in him and I am helped. We have come from scattered lives to meet with God. Let us recognize his presence with us. We keep a silence. As God's people we have gathered, let us worship him together. Come to God, we recognize things that we would like to ask for forgiveness. So here is the confession. We have willfully misused your gifts of creation. Lord, be merciful. And you say, forgive us our sin. We have seen the ill treatment of others and have not gone to their aid. Lord, be merciful. Forgive us our sin. We have condoned evil and dishonesty and failed to strive for justice. Lord, be merciful. Forgive us our sin. We have heard the good news of Christ and have failed to share it with others. Lord, be merciful. Forgive us our sin. We have not loved you with our whole heart, nor our neighbours as ourselves. Lord, be merciful. Forgive us our sin. Now the absolution. Almighty God, who in Jesus Christ has given us a kingdom that can be destroyed, cannot be destroyed, forgive you your sins, open your eyes to God's truth, strengthen you to do God's will, and give you the joy of the kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Our reading for this week is from Luke chapter 1. This says, and the Magnificat, which we often say. But I would like to say it in a modern version, and imagine Mary saying this today. And Mary said, I'm bursting with good news. I'm dancing the song of my Saviour God. God took one good look at me and look what happened. For the most fortunate woman on earth, what God has done for me will never be forgotten. The God whose very name is holy, set apart from all others. His mercy flows in wave after wave on those who are in awe before him. He bared his arm and showed his strength, scattered the bluffing braggarts. He knocked tyrants off their high horses, pulled victims out of the mud. The starving poor sat down to a banquet. The callous rich were left out in the cold. He embraced his chosen child, Israel. He remembered and piled on the mercies, piled them high. It's exactly what he promised, beginning with Abraham, and right up to now. And Mary was with Elizabeth at the time, and she stayed with Elizabeth for 3 months and then went back to her own home. version called The Message of the Bible, by Eugene Peterson, translated. As you may not know, I've been doing a series on faith at St. Mary's, and so I want to share this sermon for next week with you. My current faith story is about my eyes, and I know through talking to some of you that you have a faith story for your eyes too. Subsequent to me standing in this church and asking you to pray for me and receiving Jane's prayer, I have had a tricky operation with pain, and the corrected eye is in the process of losing its wavy lines. I know I now need a further cataract removed to equalize my vision because that eye sees too well, and I trust God for the journey that is ahead of me. So if that is my current faith story, what is your faith story at this time? Maybe you would like to reflect on that after the service is finished. Now to Mary's story. Our patron, she is the patron saint of Saint Mary, and she, of course, this goes back not just to the beginning when the churches were built, but this goes back 2,000 years to Mary's story. Although we've read the Magnificat today, written in faith before Jesus' birth by a young teenager pre-marriage, I want to concentrate on her faith from birth to death. Mary's birth experience was swamped in miracles and God working the impossible, which is what faith is about, that we believe God can work good in our lives and in the world around us. And she had to trust that her fiancé Joseph would not reject her because of her unexplained pregnancy. She sh therefore showed faith with another miracle mum, shared faith with another miracle mum, Elizabeth, who helped to confirm her unique role as God's disciple. She travelled on a donkey, for instance, for 90 miles, heavily pregnant, trusting God to keep the Messiah baby safe. She gave birth, trusting Joseph as midwife in a likely unhygienic animal environment, and she received two sets of special visitors. With the shepherds, she learned of how the manger with a baby in it was the confirmation of their faith in God's message to them. They would have known where all the mangers were. And with the wise men, they prophesied on the kingship, the prophetic ministry, and the death of Jesus by the nature of their gifts that they had perceived, not through reading the Bible or the Old Testament, but through astronomic and astrological events right outside the Christianity spirituality of the Holy Spirit. And then further, near birth, she met Simon and Anna, who gave Mary prophetic words. And the things that strike us here are a sword shall pierce your heart. And that one, of course, was about her own suffering. For Mary, this would have been truly mind-bending to hear these different things about the baby who she and the life that she would live around Jesus as he was born. And it would have been difficult for any respectable young mum with her own doubts, fears, and committed faith. Yet we read that Mary treasured, turned over these things in her heart. Faith then gets us to ponder, reflect, ruminate, and pray, as well as to take action. Our behavior is more informed that way around. So, what did the Magnificat do? The Magnificat shows Mary's own sense of the nature of God's work into the future, which was justice and painful reconciliation. I wonder if any of us have found poetry entering inside us and tumbling out in words we recognize that God has prophetically set out for us or for others. The gift of prophecy is not just for a lifelong famous prophet or holy person. Remember, even the secular wise men were seconded to deliver prophetic gifts. They may have also inspired Mary to write in this prophetic way. But faith is also not necessarily about strength, but about vulnerability and dependence. And when we read a bit more about that in the life of Jesus, we see how often Mary had to learn in vulnerable places. And she must have felt vulnerable when Jesus was lost for nearly 4 days from their sight, and them not noticing for a day that he was not with them. And so the number of times Jesus said to the disciples, "How slow you are to use your faith." But Jesus didn't reject them because of that. He just rejoiced with them when they took an unsteady step forward and realized the faith that they needed. Thomas, with his hands in the wounds of Jesus on meeting the resurrection Jesus after his doubt, realizing that Jesus was not only Messiah, but God himself. Mary, then, at that time, would have been in the upper room as well, and Mary would have seen the terrible wounds of Jesus at the foot of the cross as he died, and the stigmata which did not leave the risen body of Christ. Jesus' continuing love for us is defined by his vulnerability to death on a cross, and so faith brings vulnerability to us. I wonder how many times we felt tenuous, stupid, fractious, or even humiliated by our slowness of faith. Don't be. Jesus is letting his teaching sink deep within us, so that we will not forget his love-filled teaching through the Holy Spirit working in us. It's a true saying that unless we are sensitive and vulnerable, we will not see the Spirit's work within us. So remember, when you feel sick, depressed, overwhelmed, or confused, we will receive God's excellent work of unconditional wholeness and healing in us. This will inspire insight in us for greater trust and greater faith in Jesus. So Mary's life of faith was one of miracles and prophecy, but also of doubt, humbleness, learning, and a growing acute insight and vulnerability. God was steadily teaching her the ways of the upside-down kingdom of God, which had been introduced by her son, the Son of God, and we divert from human wisdom here. Let's proceed with a affirmation of faith and declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God, the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We shall now have our intercessions and pray for those around us, and particularly pray at this time for those who have decided or will be deciding the next few weeks to go on the Alpha course, which begins on the 22nd of September, Lord. And we just pray that those who would like to go over the basics, or those who are finding out and being seekers in the Christian faith, may find their faith in the ways in which this course leads you to think about where you are. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Pray also, Lord, for the community hubs for keepers, both in Wootton and North Nibley on Wednesday. And we pray, Lord, for the work that they successfully do, amongst women's circle, men's groups, health checks, and many other things that are helpful to those who are not able to travel very far, fellowship meals, and without a specific way of having to charge people lots of money for something maybe they can't afford. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And Heavenly Father, we pray for those who are receiving results at this time, whether it be from university or from primary school in their SATs, working out which school they will be going to, or whether it be at GCSEs or A-levels. Lord, we pray for those particularly who are disappointed with result. Give them your peace and help them in a plan B. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray, Lord, for the recruitment of a new priest in charge. Pray for those who will have an influence on this, the parish reps, the archdeacon and the patron of our churches. Please help them to make wise decisions. Please put into the hearts of the right person to be able to apply for this position. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray for the world around us, Lord. We see so much war and conflict, and we pray for peace. Pray for peacemakers, and we pray for those particularly peace agreements which are on the edge of making some progress in Iran, the Hormuz Straits, in the middle, other parts of the Middle East, in Israel, in the West Bank, and in Gaza and Lebanon, and also, Lord, for the Sudan and Ukraine wars. We pray for each of these that you will limit the killing and that you will give peace to those who are in the midst of conflict. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As for Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. We round these things up in this prayer. Living God, you bring us together in community and teach us to love one another as you have loved us. May we be beacons of your light in the communities in which we are set, that through truth, justice, and action, we may see your kingdom come upon earth. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we come to the end of this service, I want to leave you with a blessing. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and those whom you love, and those who love you. Amen. Go in peace and love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.